everyone, it's Allie Jade, and welcome to the 12th episode of the podcast. Today's episode is the first episode of season 2, which is pretty crazy. We're in this, like, a different setting, which is kind of fun. But today, I'm here with...
Donna.
Welcome. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to be on the podcast.
Is this your first, like, ever podcast?
First ever podcast. And I was told I get to wear pajamas. So apparently guys, it was a joke, but I actually wore pajamas. So now I'm fine with it, though. I get to be nice, comfy here.
Well, no, because in every episode, all of, including me and the guests, are gonna wear pajamas every episode.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a chill, fun thing now.
I'm so comfortable. It's nice.
So tell us about yourself, like what you do, and all of that fun stuff.
I'm a social media influencer. I create content on like every platform. I do Snapchat. YouTube is my main thing. I do like 3 videos a week, but I want to up it even more. I do Instagram, I do TikTok, and...
He does everything.
Yeah.
Except for dancing. He can't dance.
Oh, don't even get me started on dancing. Or singing. Nope, I do not do those.
Okay, what got you started on YouTube, and what age?
I started at 13, so last year. My friend Tanner, he came over and was filming for his channel. And then he really, like, tried to push me into YouTube. I had, like, a couple videos over a span of, like, many months. So I was, like, not into YouTube at all. And then he put me on his channel. And he was, like, he was pushing me to film. He's, like, come on, Donna. We got to do one for you. We got to do this. And he was, like, helping me brainstorm. And, like, it was really fun doing it with him. So then, like, I never really tried it. But once I did it with him, I had a lot of fun. So then I just kept doing it on my own.
It's bad because I started at 10 and my first YouTube video was this is gonna be really embarrassing. I did a half of my room tour. Half of my room, and then I had to come back for the next video to see the other half. It was so bad.
Half of my room.
It's so bad. I privated the video so no one try and go watch it. Okay, what's your favorite YouTube video you've made so far?
That's a good question. I have made a lot of YouTube videos. Oh, I think about 200 YouTube videos.
Oh, that's crazy.
A lot. One I had a lot of fun making. I don't even think it was on my channel, but I was like in the video. It was, I think, switching lives with FaZe Rug. That was like
a really fun one.
That would
have been fun.
That was my favorite video. And then also another one I did, like, I went to Rug's house and, like, because I'm the richest kid in America, it was, like, a skit. So, it was, like, it wasn't real, but I, like, trash-talked his house. So, it was cool because I got to go to this, like, giant mansion and just, like, say a bunch of bad stuff about it.
Oh, that's definitely funny. Okay, so what are some of your goals that you're working towards this year?
Well, I'm already, like, happy with, like, my YouTube channel and, like, spreading, like, a good message, entertaining people. But I actually just want to, the only thing I really want to do with my channel is just up the content to like more videos per week. Right now I'm doing 3 videos a week, but in December.
So you're
going to
do more?
Yeah. In December, okay. I was doing Vlogmas. I did videos every day, and that was very stressful. I don't think I'd go back to that.
I tried Vlogmas, and it was so bad.
I did 25 videos, and it was pretty bad. But I want to go to like 5 or 6 videos a week. Just to where, like, almost every day there's a video. And if not, there's one from yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, if you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Swaggy.
Swaggy. I love that word. Love it. Swaggy.
I'm swaggy.
Okay, so this is the section where we go into awkward questions.
Awkward questions.
Allie
Jane's
awkward, of course. Okay, so what is your most awkward / embarrassing situation?
Okay, so this is the first thing that pops up into mind. So my mom and her friend, they went out to lunch down the street on Ventura Boulevard. They just went out to a nice lunch for a few hours, and then they come back, and my mom's friend pulls out of her purse the bill. She paid for the bill, but she took the whole thing with her. So it's the receipt and the holder. So then she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I took it. But she already got in bed and she was like, not gonna go give it back. So she made my cousin and I go take it back. And I was like, oh, this is a funny situation. I'm gonna film it. So I'm filming it. We go back into the restaurant and it's 2 random dudes. Like, the people that were eating were women. So it's me and my cousin. We're like, here's your bill back. And we're handing them their like receipts and stuff. And I'm just standing there holding a camera. And it's some worker, he has no clue what's going on. So he pulls over the manager, and then another worker's like, what's going on? So there's three workers, and it's me and my cousin. And they're just like, why are you filming? And I don't even know why I'm filming. So we're just standing there looking at each other, and they're looking at us, and I'm holding it. And then they take it, and they're like, yeah, thanks. And we just stood there for like a minute, just staring at each other.
That is awful.
It was terrifying.
That is so bad. I ran into an awkward situation the other day. So, you've seen my alien book bag, the lime green.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my mom had bought me that, and I was taking a boomerang. I was walking down the sidewalk, and I was literally, like, doing this, and it was so awkward. And I ran into this woman, literally while doing it, and didn't even get a chance to say sorry.
I run into poles a lot, because I'm always, like, on always the phone on doing the phone, stuff.
Yeah.
Or in, like, the traffic meters where you put the money in so you can park. I ran into one of those yesterday.
Oh, my God. Those are the worst.
But never a person.
Okay, so what are your pet peeves?
Ooh, one thing I don't like is when people are like, no offense, but, and then they say something offensive.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And then also, like, really loud, like, chewing.
Ew, yeah, smacking.
I don't like that. Just, like, smacking of gum.
That's gross.
That sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those just,
ooh. The smacking, Okay.
What's and also when people get like really, really close to you and they don't give you your space and they're like, they don't leave.
Yeah. Okay, what's the craziest thing you've done to impress a girl?
Ooh, okay. So, nothing really crazy, just like stupid more, kind of. Just like embarrassing, more embarrassing, not crazy. Doing flips in the pool. And I still keep trying. Even though I've never been successful once, and every time it ends in either a back flop or a belly flop, and then my whole stomach's red.
But, oh, that's the worst.
I still keep trying them, and I can't get them. Even though I can almost do a flip on the ground into the pool, it's just, it's too hard on my mind. I just can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
So I always embarrass myself. I do, like, half a flip, and then, like, I land like this, and I make the biggest splash and the biggest noise, and everyone's looking, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, stop looking at me.
Oh, my God. Okay, the next question is, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
The biggest lie.
We're about to expose
Don Ladd. Okay, the most recent thing that happened to me, the most recent lie, like, the first lie I remember, so yesterday, it was actually just yesterday.
Yesterday, you told a lie, guys. He's not innocent.
Oh, my gosh. So yesterday, we went to the trampoline park, and then we got back, and my friend Walker and I, we came back to my house. Our other friend dropped us off. And I told my mom, like, hey, we're going to be coming back in, like, an hour or two. We're going to get boba. But we already had came back home. So we dropped our stuff off, like, really quietly. And then we walked, like, 2 miles. We got Bird scooters. And my mom doesn't allow me on Bird scooters anymore because my friend Sawyer broke his arm.
He broke his arm, guys.
So, yeah. And then my mom's texting the person that dropped us off, like, hey, when do you think we'll be back? And the person's like, I dropped him off like an hour ago. So then my mom comes to the front door. She sees our bags and she's like freaking out, driving all along the streets, like calling me. And I'm like, we're kind of on scooters. But we did get boba. So it wasn't a complete lie. I said we were going to get boba and we got boba.
They just came back and went and got friends.
Yeah, we just like snuck out and rented Bird scooters.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I asked you guys on Instagram questions about Don Ladd. And you guys, of course, you already know what the questions were. But two that were asked pretty, honestly a lot, was how tall are you?
I am 5'9", I think. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that because I was like 5'8", like 8 months ago. I've been 5'8" forever, guys. I swear I'm not growing anymore. I've like peaked at my height, even though I really should be growing because I'm 14. But I'm assuming I'm 5'9" because I was 5'8" a long time ago, and I think I've grown a little.
That makes me feel so short because I'm like 5'2". Okay.
We're back.
Sorry.
Camera shut off.
Okay, so the second one that was asked a lot was, what was your first impression of me? I asked Sawyer this and he thought I was Jamie. So that was his first impression.
I don't remember the first time we met.
I feel like meeting someone the first time you just meet them, you never really remember.
Yeah, I don't actually remember the first time we met. Like, I remember it was, like, at a group of people, but it was either at Wish House or at Sawyer's house, I think.
Yeah, that's right, because I don't remember either.
Because, like, it was one, and then the other one, like, the couple days later. But my first impression, I was like, she was nice, she was happy, she was smiling
a lot. Was I at least nice?
Yeah, she's been nice. But I did see you looked a little shy.
Oh, yeah, I'm very shy at first.
Yeah, that's what very. It looked like. I was like, she looked happy because she was smiling a lot, but also a little bit shy.
Yeah, I'm super shy at first, but it's fine. Okay, so this is the section where we go into the game. Today's game is Would You Rather.
Okay.
So, would you rather be covered in fur or in scales?
Who would want to be covered in either of those things?
I have to go with fur.
I feel like I would probably do scales just convenience-wise. Because, like, when you're taking a shower, you would have to shampoo your entire body.
That's true.
Your entire body. And also, like, it would get caught in stuff. And, like, you would just look weird, where scales might be a little cool-looking. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you swim in the water, you get out, and with fur, you're, like, all soaking wet, you have to dry all your fur.
Okay, I just might change my answer.
With scales, it would just, like, go right off.
Yeah. So. Okay, I go with fur, too.
It's not absorbent.
That's a good answer. Okay, would you rather always have a mullet haircut?
Oh, gosh.
Ponytail haircut.
Ponytail. I would never go for a mullet. Ever. No, I don't care. I put my hair in a ponytail like when I'm working out.
Some people actually make a mullet look very nice, but I don't think.
I just no, because then people are like, oh, when you take it out of the ponytail, it probably looks normal. But you can't take it out of a mullet.
True. True.
No, I can't do a mullet. I'm good.
Would you rather only have a mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
Okay, so think about this. You can be like everyone else. Or you could be on top of a giraffe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a donkey's, like, cool and all. Like, it'd be cool to ride a donkey versus, like, a scooter. Mm-hmm. But when you're, like, when you could be, like, 20 foot tall on a giraffe. Like, imagine you're just on a giraffe walking through the streets. That's so much cooler than
a
donkey.
That's so much cooler.
I would take a giraffe any day.
Yeah, I would too. I love giraffes. It's one of my favorite animals, so. Okay, last question. Ooh. Would you rather go a year with no eyelashes or a year with no eyebrows?
Ooh.
I have to go with eyelashes. I could never lose my eyebrows.
I know. Like, when you don't have eyebrows, it looks so weird.
It looks bad.
What I'm thinking, like, I would definitely do eyelashes, but what I also am thinking of is my hair, like, when it poofs down, it kind of covers my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even tell right now. My hair's, like, it stops right here. So I'm like, if the hair covers the eyebrows, then do I need eyebrows? Because
yeah.
If my hair is like this, I definitely want the eyelashes gone. Because, like, eyebrows are such a distinctive feature that, like, make you look who you are.
Yeah.
But if I don't even have visible eyebrows, does it really matter? So,
I mean,
I think I might go with
eyebrows.
I think
in your case, eyebrows would be the case. Mine, definitely my eyelashes, because I could never lose my eyebrows. Okay, so that was the last question. Thank you guys so much for watching. What's your social so they can go and follow you?
My YouTube is Just Dawn Lad. My Instagram is Just Dawn Lad. And my TikTok, I can't get Just Dawn Lad because I can't have DMs. So I can't DM the guy with Dawn Lad. So you guys, DM him for me. I want Dawn Lad on TikTok. But on TikTok, it's Dawn Lad Doer.
Thank you guys for watching. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.